"He who hesitates is lost," wrote the 18th century British writer Joseph Addison, and Massachusetts may soon be learning that lesson the hard way, as we appear to be limping toward the casino marathon finish line, just in time to find the post-race party is over. Yesterday, the state cut a new deal with operators of the tribal casino proposed for Taunton that could significantly cut or even wipe out the revenues we stand to gain from it. If a slot parlor opens up in that region, our cut could drop to 15%. If a full-fledged casino opens, it might drop to zero. Meanwhile, as our careful, plodding casino approval process heads into its second year, Rhode Island is poised to open table games at Twin River. New Hampshire could soon give final okay for a casino, likely close to the Mass border. By law, our background checks have to take at least 6 months, by the way. New Hampshire's are kept to 4 months at most. And while we've been dragging our feet and fighting tooth and nail about where our three resort casinos should go, hey look, the bottom has dropped out of the resort casino business. The trend lately, say the experts, is for more traffic at slot parlors, which we cleverly limited to just one outpost here. Listen, casino fans, I get it. Most of the action in Rhode Island and Connecticut is Massachusetts gamblers, and whatever jobs and revenue are generated here will be welcome. But we'd better start to face this truth. We hesitated too long, and now the casino pot of gold is looking more and more like a mirage.